Thumbs Up, Maaza, Gold Spot, Limca, and later Bisleri. Industry tycoon Ramesh Chauhan is credited with building several well-known brands during the course of his illustrious career. Maaza, Thumbs Up, and Limca were later acquired by the Coca-Cola company. Bisleri stayed with Chauhan. Now 82, Chauhan wants someone to take care of the Bisleri brand legacy. According to reports, his daughter is not keen on taking over the business. Among those Chauhan is in talks with is Tata Consumer Products, TCPL. Reports have it that discussions are on for a while for a majority stake in Bisleri International for Rs 6,000 crore to Rs 7,000 crore. Bisleri was originally an Italian company created by Felice Bisleri, and it entered Mumbai in 1965 with the packaged drinking water brand. 4 years later, Chauhan and his brothers acquired the company for Rs 4 lakh, according to market rumors. Currently, Bisleri has over 130 operational plants and 4,500 distributors across India and neighboring countries. If the deal goes through, it would be the largest deal in the Indian fast-moving consumer goods space. On Tata's end, analysts say a majority stake in Bisleri would help strengthen its foothold in the beverage segment if it uses the Bisleri name to expand its drink portfolio.
For Tata's, this means that there is an upper-end portfolio which is sitting right at the top of the pyramid, which is Himalayan, and then there is yet another which sits at the bottom of the pyramid, if not at the middle of the pyramid, which is Bisleri. So the logic is strong. One is a volume market, the other is a value market. And Tata Consumer Products Limited has the ability to leverage not only the existing brand category, Bisleri into water, but also has the ability to possibly cross-leverage the Bisleri brand across category. And Bisleri is a door opener. Bisleri has distribution reach, which is different. Bisleri has institutional reach, which is deep and wide. So, you know, there's plenty of possibility with Bisleri.
Gaurav Marya, chairman of Franchisee India Group, also believes that the acquisition will be a golden opportunity for Tata's to expand its general distribution portfolio. They have already built a successful portfolio in the hotel and catering segment, or Horeca, with Himalaya.
So Tata has been successful in the Horeca part of it. The Himalaya piece has been a good Horeca, but they have been not been very good at the GT consumption, which is general distribution. And Tata has a very large GT portfolio from tea to other things and so on, from salt to energy. With this coming in, this would give a huge push to their GT value.
Vishal Gutka, Vice President of Research, Consumer and Retail Sector in Philip Capital India, had earlier told Business Standard that the trade margins in packaged water are very high. It is around 30 to 35% between the distributor and the retailer. But there is a lot of competition from regional players too. Indeed, acquiring Bisleri does not come without its challenges for the Tata brand. Bijur explains.
I must also warn about one big downside that brand Bisleri has. And that downside is that Bisleri is packaged in a material which is not friendly to the earth. And hey, listen, that is a large volume footprint that is being left behind by brand Bisleri. And I think, you know, managing that is going to be a nightmare in the future for the Tatas, because the Tatas can never be seen to be leaving bad footprint on the earth, and particularly in such a rampant and major manner. That is the soft underbelly of this acquisition.
Maria doesn't believe the environmental concerns would be that worrisome for Tata. Instead, he points to other challenges.
So if you really see the PET space, there is very clear government guidelines saying that every company which is using any form of plastic, which is large companies, it might be Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Barley, and so on and so forth, would have to bring 30% of recycled back to the system. Eventually, the plastic, which is non-recyclable plastic, would have to be banned. And this would be a policy decision which is not for one company or XYZ company. It is not Tata or a Parle or XYZ. It can be a local company also. It would come to everybody. Challenge is the integration of Bisleri business within Tata operations, which is very complex because Bisleri as a product, water as a product is a very local, hyper-local business. So it's a very complex business designed very uniquely understanding India.
The deal, if it goes through, will help Tata's expand its presence in the beverage sector by capitalizing on Bisleri's massive brand recall and complex distribution network.
For more news, views and updates, subscribe to Business Standard on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast and Spotify. Also follow us on YouTube, Vimeo, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook and LinkedIn.